Do you have a terrible customer story? We got a message from Jenny who says, "Hey guys, love the show. Hearing all the stories about workplace drama on the show yesterday reminded me of something wild that happened at my work during the holidays." She said she works for a self provider, and this woman came into the store, and that time of year, we are slammed. Have a sign-in process, right? Well, she storms the desk where I just helped a customer and says, "I need to speak to the manager."
Oh, boy.
Literally the first things out of her mouth. And I said, "No. I'm the manager. I can help, but we have a sign-in list. If you'll get signed in, I'll be right with you." She then proceeds to say, "No, you'll help me now because my phone hasn't worked properly since you sent me that text a few days ago, and I want a new phone, and you're going to pay for my service for the next year."
Oh, wow. Oh, that was a lot of demands in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Jenny continues. She says, "At this stage, I've gone from understanding to, here, hold my beer." And I said, "Ma'am, I'll happily look into it, but those three folks behind you are ahead of you in line. So please go sign in and we'll see what we can help with." So she storms off and goes, signs in, and then proceeds to start talking to the other customers in a very loud voice for us to hear, saying things like, "Don't click on their links they send. They'll shut your phone off."
Oh, goodness.
"This place is the biggest legal scam on the earth. A bunch of thieves is all they are."
My goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, what a nightmare.
I know. What a nightmare scenario. Jenny continues. She says, "I could go on and on, but it was the moment when she literally was next in line and a new customer walks in and she says, 'You might want to come back at another time because this blank's about to get real when I get my hands on these bees.'"
Oh, my gosh. That feels like a threat.
Yeah, well, that's
I were an incoming customer, I'd be like, "I'm going to come back in another time."
Right, exactly. And Jenny said, "Well, that's when I went to the back, called the police, and had her removed from the store." So we found out she had clicked on a link that was texted to her by a scammer pretending to be a cell service provider. The best part was it wasn't even our company.
Oh, my gosh.
She was
at the wrong store?
Yeah, she clicked on a link from what was not only fake, but from another service provider. Anyway, she's not allowed back in the store, but that's what we get to deal with. Happy New Year.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And listen, just another stark example of, you know, people are going to be more willing to help you with your issue if you are coming in with kindness and just say, "You know what? I got an issue. Can you help me out with it?" But if you come in guns blazing, "You got to help me. You're going to give me a new phone and I get free service for a year and you're going to help me right now."
These are my demands.
That is not going to work out well for you.
Well, what is the phrase? "You catch more flies with honey"?
Yes.
Type of thing.
Exactly.
I don't know if you have a terrible customer story to beat Jenny's, but I thought it was funny that she literally was listening to yesterday's show and was like, "Yeah, you were talking about workplace drama. I've got a little bit of that."
Triggered a memory.
Triggered by a customer, right?
Exactly.
Oh, that's nuts. All right, 502-795-1997 if you want to share.